If only they knew. The hub for young business minds.
Yes, people, it's Ted Lawler, and welcome back to another episode of the If Only They Knew podcast. Today, we're joined by Crazy Lispy, the internet sensation that went viral after a TikTok video, and he speaks about finding your tribe online, dealing with haters, and so much more. So if you want to learn how to build your tribe, then this is the podcast for you.
Okay, my name's Crazy Lispy. I think a lot of people know me as I'm a TikTok, social media influencer. I do TikTok and I do Twitch.
That's it. And I, that is every time you say that, it kills me, man. Like that phrase, like where did that come from? Because that phrase is just mad.
I was at the pub once with my mate, and it kind of like someone gave me a bit of a hate comment, and I gave it back to him. It just slipped out. I think it's, I get quite nervous, and I think it might have just came out.
Yeah.
And everyone know now it blew up to 2.8 million views, and now everyone know about it. And just, I keep carrying it on. Do you know what I mean?
Wow. Because I see a few comments like people saying he's got Tourette's, and then some people saying you're taking the mick out of people with Tourette's. So like, do you have Tourette's, or is it just like
No, I don't have Tourette's. I suffer with anxiety and like ADHD and that, so that could be part of it. I'm not really sure, but it is what it is. I don't take the mick out of anyone with problems.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I thought it's definitely not taking the mick. Like, I just see a few comments and I was like, nah, they're surely not. Like, I just know from your content, you've sort of built like a really nice community almost, and so like I know you wouldn't sort of ever do that. And I think I've got ADHD as well. So, like, do you ever struggle with that? Because I struggle with that quite a bit, like, especially work and that.
Yeah, I do suffer. I do suffer it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like one day I could be happy, then one day I could be like really mad. But my mood swing just changes, and sometimes I can't control what I say. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
just I do that.
Stuff slips out for no reason.
Yeah. Now, at my last job, like the people hated me in the office because, like, I wouldn't, because I'm so focused on work, I'd hear conversations going on in the background and I'd just be like, yeah, and I'll butt in and I'll say something stupid or offensive, but like, because I wasn't thinking about it before I said it, I just said it like because I was focusing on another thing, and then I was listening to conversation, I'll be like, yeah, but that's just because you're this. And I think, oh, why have I said that? And it's the ADHD.
Yeah, I'm like that. I know what, as I said earlier, I just come out with the most random shit like, it's not even part of the topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably what it is, ADHD and anxiety. Mm.
How do you deal with that then? Like both the ADHD and the anxiety? Because I've definitely suffered with anxiety quite a bit, and it's sometimes it can be crippling, can't it? Sometimes I don't want to go out, and if I'm out, I want to go home. Like it can be really hurtful, can it? Like, can't it to your
it can
life.
Yeah. I cope with it, like I just fight it, to be honest. Like if my brain tells me something negative, I've got to turn it into a positive and just keep going and just keep fighting it. You know what I mean?
That's it. That's what I can do, man, as well. Just there's certain techniques, isn't there, you can use, like, and it's just, I feel like a load of people have it, so you've got to fight it. You've got to find your own way of dealing with it, because it's going to be there. You just got to deal with it.
Yeah, I just like to fight it. I like to be I like to be stronger than my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. That's something I try and do as well. I always try and test myself. But before we dive into your story a bit more, who were you before this? Like you spoke about the anxiety there.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you've gained confidence from your success on TikTok and Twitch? Do you feel like it's changed you in any way for better or for worse? Do you feel like you was different before all of this?
I've always been the same who I am. But I still get, obviously I get quite noticed where I live now. It does give me a bit of anxiety, but I suppose I put myself in that situation. I've got to deal with it.
And just
cope with it, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I'm the one who made that video and it's gone viral. But yeah.
Well, that reminded me as you said that, because we've seen, like, especially on TikTok, like, people going viral in a matter of months. Like, you've got Ed Matthews, HS, Tiki Toki, Simon, Astrid Wett. Like, you've got so many of those people. And I don't know if you would have seen, I know you've seen, like, Ed and stuff on TikTok, but I don't know whether you would have seen the videos of them, like, in the street, and, like, they're being slapped and people are starting on them and stuff. Like, have you ever seen that? And what do you think of the hate that people get?
Well, about the situation?
Yeah, like, because, like, Ed, I think it was Ed, he was, like, being filmed in the street a few times and people starting on him. People slapping him in the street and stuff, and, like, people just, you know, like, people just spotting them out in the crowd because they know him from TikTok, and then automatically thinking that they can just stick it on him and try and make a name for themselves by sort of sticking it on a TikTok celeb.
I think it's just people want to get people just don't want to work hard to get where they are, so they try getting, I don't know, clout chasing. Say that.
They're
trying to get their clout. Been in their videos and that.
Mm.
Yeah. I've had a few issues with where I'm from. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I went down Sheerness to the jetty. So went for a swim. Do you know when it's really hot? I think it's like, must have been like 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of these kids, like, they must have been like, they're 14, 15. They asked for a photo, and then 2 weeks later, the same people was calling me a nonce and that. Just,
no.
Yeah, yeah. People are just trying to get in your, clouting, didn't they? Clout chasing.
I think people do that. Like, it's mad when you think what people would do for fame, innit? Like, especially on TikTok, because it's quick. Like you said, one video, you can go viral. So some people will do something really stupid to get attention, get that viral video and try and get something from it. It's mad.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, that made me feel really, what's the word? That made me feel really shit, I ain't gonna lie.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm here to make people happy, you know what I mean? I smile. Yeah. And obviously, for someone to say that to me, just kind of like, yeah, I think I had a bit of a panic attack on the day when he said it to me, but it's like sometimes you got to fight your demons, you know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's proper hard. What do you want from this then, like you said, you want to make people happy. Like, are you just you just seem like a really cool guy, so, like, are you just sort of happy to make content, make people smile? Like,
yeah,
it made me smile. I've sent it to my mates and, like, we're cracking up, like, it's so
many
videos. Yeah, it's funny.
Well, to be honest, I used to get bullied as a little kid, and right, obviously, okay, as I've grown, I used to be the class clown when I was little, like. And obviously, as I've grown up, I'm still the same.
Hmm.
And obviously, my nephew got me into TikTok. Well, sorry, not my nephew. It was my mate called LBB. He was my mate, and then he got me into TikTok, and I've enjoyed it since day one. I was going through people when it was lockdown, COVID happened. I was making funny videos on TikTok, and I've enjoyed it.
Like, that's it, yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? As long as you enjoy it, I think that's the main thing. And how many followers now you've got? You've got loads of likes as well, wouldn't you? Loads of likes and followers. Yeah. It's mad.
35, 36K, 1.2 million likes.
Wow. Our video done well, didn't it? I made that video me on the phone. I looked, I was like, oh, it's mad. It's mad.
Really?
What happened? Yeah.
Yeah, that made me laugh, that did.
Yeah, just
a good video.
I was just sitting here, like, and I've been watching your videos for like a good couple months now, I think. And I was sitting, it was just in my head, that, like, that little catchphrase, like, sorry. And it was just in my head. And I was like, man, I've got to do something with it. Like, it's just, it's golden.
But a big trend now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's what I was going to say. Like, I've seen other videos of, like, people commenting it on other people's videos on that. I'm like, mate, that's just mental. Like,
yeah, I know.
What is the secret to, like, a trending video? Like, do you understand the science to it, or is it just like, I don't know? It's because there's so many small elements of a video that goes viral that makes it go viral. It's mad, isn't it?
I just got to be yourself, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, I've got quite a creative mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, that helps out a lot. you got to be creative and just be yourself.
I think like with mine, like it was one of them. Like if you wanted to be TikTok viral, in a way you could almost like strategize it and plan it. Like look at what's trending. Like sort of what I did. I weren't really thinking of going viral, but it's just not really what I was even thinking of. It just wasn't on my mind. But like looking back, if you wanted to go viral, like I'd think, okay, this guy's trending at the moment. I'll create like sign a video that then he'll share it, and then I'll do this, and then off of that I'll get his followers. Like so you can be really strategic, can't you?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Obviously, like Ed Matthews, people are using these videos now. Doing like duets, aren't they?
Yeah, that's it.
Grow on their platform and to use him for like not saying use him for content, you know what I mean?
What do you think of Ed Matthews and HS, like, and even the likes of like Andrew Tate as well? Because these are the people that in the past year TikTok has been their platform. They've gone viral. Like Ed and HS were in Marbella making videos, and then they started getting more and more attention, and now they're like boxing and like massive shows.
I know, yeah.
Andrew Tate's like obviously done so well out of it. He's I think he's the most Googled person on the planet. So it's
really?
Like, yeah, he's more Googled than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. So it's
no way.
Yeah, he's used. He is an example of someone who's used TikTok strategically. He said himself that he had a plan, and his plan like literally has worked out from like step one to where it's at. Then it's what do you think of all those guys? Like, are they like as a in general, both on a as a content creator perspective, and also as like a as a man yourself? Because these are three men that have had such a big impact on boys, I guess, on TikTok.
Yeah,
and yeah, like what do you think of them from those two angles? Like, do you think they're good for the community or?
Well, Andrew Tate, it is Andrew Tate, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be honest, I really watch his videos. I've watched a few of his he's got them speeches, isn't he? They are good, but I don't really watch him. But Andrew, I like him. I do like Ed Matthews on the HS, but I find them vain.
I think most people do.
They seem like good guys.
Well, because one of the things I was thinking of, and it's made me think a bit, like those three people in particular, I wonder whether they've got like a negative impact on the mindset of guys, especially the next generation that are more vulnerable to information. Like, because for me, I feel like I'm quite strong-headed. So when I see stuff, I'm like quite critical anyway. So like, I don't really fall for certain things. But like the way they speak about women and the way they act with women, like, part of me does think, do you reckon that has a negative effect on the guys? And they think, yeah, you know what? I'll treat women like this as well and start calling them bundelengas and all this stuff. Like, yeah, I wonder whether it's got an impact. Yeah, yeah.
I never had a girlfriend. So, I like to treat women with respect. Do you know what I mean? Don't want to discriminate someone like saying you've got big. Yeah, just big back and all that. I ain't that type of person.
No, yeah.
I've got more confidence in social media than I have with women.
Yeah.
Obviously, obviously, I'm happy. I'm not bothered, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's just one of them things, isn't it?
I see. I think there's probably a lot of people in that position. Like, they just want to do what they're doing, want to have fun, want to get the money by following their passion. I think there's nothing wrong with that. But how important do you think it is for people to do something like you're doing? Like, you're clearly following your passion. You're playing on Twitch. You're doing well on Twitch. You're having fun on TikTok. You're just going out with your mates. You're having fun. How important is it, do you think, for people to follow their passion and try and make money from it as well?
I think it's quite important. It helps your mental state, don't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're going through a lot of mental health and that, and obviously, me making people happy and smile, like seeing the comments, like it makes me happy, and it wants me to keep doing it.
Mm.
So Yeah, I think it's quite important. I think it's, well, as long as you enjoy it, but yeah, I think it's important. Important for me anyway.
Have you been like sponsored yet, or have you been approached by sponsors? Is that something you're looking at? Because I saw you got sent like clothing as well, didn't you? So like, it's clear that you've got the platform there, and when you get the platform, people start looking up to you, including the brands, and they want to start getting involved in some way, isn't it? Which is great for you.
I've got a sponsor with a Game on Juice. That's a vape company. Like the people that smoke, what are they called? You know, the big pen things.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's a sponsor, but if Fraud Fanatics, obviously they're the first people to reach out to me. Brilliant. And actually send me stuff. And obviously I don't do it for myself. I do it to help grow their business. That's what I like to do. I like to help other people out.
How critical is it to sort of build that community, and how difficult was it for you to build that community of really positive people? Because I saw some of your older videos, there was a few comments like you mentioned, like they're saying stupid things and just a few stupid comments on TikTok, that's natural. But it seems like more recently that you've got the whole comment section's laughing. And I made that video of you. Yeah. Like, people went over to my page, followed, commented, and like it seems like you've built a community there of happy people. So, well, firstly, how does that make you feel? Do you feel proud that you've managed to find all these great people? And secondly, how important is it, do you think, for other content creators to build that tribe almost?
I used to do a lot of Twitch. Obviously, I've had a break now, but I shouldn't get back into it. I used to play Rust. It was like a survival game, and I used to get a lot of hate on there, like so much hate. And I just quit it, and I went to comment, like doing my videos, were commenting with people, and it just blew up, and people started enjoying it, and yeah, it makes me happy. To see other people happy.
I think a big part of it was because you were so authentic to yourself, and when the trolling comments were coming through, like you weren't sitting there like crying, like, oh my god, guys, stop the hate, blah blah blah. Like you was just like, I can't do the catchphrase, but you know what I'm saying? Like you was doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you was just enjoying it, man. So I think like the trolls, if you just sort of don't feed the trolls, they naturally just disappear, and then once they disappear, you're left with all the fans, all the supporters. Like,
so yeah, I was live yesterday, and there's some guy I used to play Rust with, and obviously, as you said, my trolls just disappeared. But when I went live yesterday with my mate, like, he's a good mate of mine, all the trolls started coming back into my live, and that, it's just rubbish. And I ended my live because I can't be asked with people like that, and forget them.
I think you're on such a good path anyway. Like, you've got the trajectory of the TikTok viral video, and like you're building upon it. You've got your Twitch. I think you're gonna smash it. Last couple things then. What's been the best thing that's happened to you in this journey of yours on TikTok or Twitch, whatever it may be? What's been the best thing that you've seen or happened to you? And then what's been the worst bit? Is it the trolls, or has it been something else?
The best part, I say the best part first. Probably seeing people, like the positive comments, and I go through a lot of mental health and stuff, and you brighten up my day. And when I have a bad day, that's nice. And seeing all the love and support, and the hate is more like, it's just the people who I ain't got time with, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like all the people that are rude and negative and stuff. As I was saying earlier about the situation that happened at the jetty. Yeah, just can't. I just blocked them, and if I see them again, I wouldn't take no notice of them, because that's not, it's not a nice way, because people just go through mental health because of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And to avoid them, if you avoid them, then you'll be all right. You know what
I mean? That's it. And treat people how you want to be treated, isn't it? Well, last few things then. What's next for you? Like I said, you seem to be on a really good momentum. You're building a good tribe. You sound positive. You're looking positive. You're making me laugh every day. So yeah, what's next for you in terms of this life as a content creator?
Probably, I wanted to get into. I want to fight. I called out Luke Bennett. I don't know. He probably doesn't want to smoke.
That would be a good fight, though. So you're calling that Luke Bennett, yeah?
And I messaged Chef Dave. He got back to me. He said, "I'm not fighting anymore." But that'd be if anyone's in my weight class, I'd happily give someone a fight. If you know what I mean. Obviously, I did boxing for 6 years back in the day. Okay. Then I started smoking. then I just got bigger and bigger. But I'll happily do a TikTok event of boxing, even if it's football.
Yeah. There are a lot of people doing charity football, aren't there? Like, what's that guy's name? Cow the Dragon and people.
Oh,
like
Cow the Dragon.
Yeah. what do you think of Cow? Why do you laugh? What do you think of Cow?
It's just a name. the name makes me laugh. Cow's good, but I think I'm a better goalkeeper than him.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
I like Caldo. He's doing well for himself.
Yeah.
Just the name just tickles me. I like Chef Dave and all that.
Yeah.
I like them all.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've got anyone that I don't like. There's not one. No one I don't like. I like everyone on TikTok. I ain't got no haters or anything.
Just keep it nice. I think they're all genuine people trying to do their best, didn't they? Whether they come across it or not, like I think they're trying to do their best. So
yeah. Everyone's got to try these days, haven't they?
Yeah, that's
you
it.
Apart
from Luke Bennett, you're gonna get it, mate. He's coming. Yeah. He's gonna knock you out.
One day he'll have it. I've got a lot of weight to lose. I'll have to do that. I think he was 79. Kilos.
He's really slim, isn't he? So yeah.
He's tall, isn't he?
Yeah. I'd imagine he'd be around that.
He was 79 kilos, and I'm 82. So.
It's not a lot. It's not much.
Not much, nah. But yeah. I'll happily do that if he ever wants to.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make it happen. You heard it here first. Yeah, we're going to make this happen. Let's do it.
Yeah, man.
Right. Final thing then. If you've got a final message to everyone listening, specifically to the people that have supported you on TikTok as well. I know you interact with them every day, but this is a nice sort of platform to interact with them on a wider level as well as everyone else listening. Yeah, if you've got a message for them, let them know.
Obviously, I said earlier about a mate of mine is called Luke. It's LBB. Mm. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be doing TikTok. So yeah, shout out to him and my mum. She's quite a popular woman on the internet when I'm going live. Everyone's like, yeah, I was Wendy. But yeah, shout out my mum. Yeah. But if it weren't for them two, I wouldn't be anywhere right now.
Brilliant. Yeah. I love that. I love you're so humble, man, as well. Like, you're doing so well, but you're staying so humble. I love that.
Yeah, cheers, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day. And yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Carry on making your videos. Last thing, can we get a...
Yeah, sure.
Catch me up, man. All right, enjoy the rest of your day and thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ted, mate.
Cheers, mate.